Hello, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from September 23rd, 2025. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq Dorsey Wright. Taking a look at yesterday's performance, notably positive for gold here as we saw it move to another new all-time high. We saw most U.S. equity indexes finish in positive territory. U.S. dollar led the way to the downside, down just 31 basis points. Crude also slightly negative there as well. Looking at the chart of gold, we've now seen a fourth consecutive buy signal with a break there at 3,700 as it's rallied to 3,750 intraday Monday on its chart. This point sitting in overbought territory, very overbought territory. If we finish this week above this 100% mark, that would mark a third week in a row that gold has closed with an overbought oversold reading north of 100% in that extreme territory. First time we've seen 3 weeks in a row like that since April. We saw some of that action. Then looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it's moving to an all-time high there at 46,400. We also saw the Russell 1000 along with the NASDAQ Composite move to new all-time highs on their charts intraday as well. And then looking at bullish percent action, not too much for the major bullish percents. On average, we actually saw the bullish percents for the NASDAQ Dorsey Wright 40 groups move a slightly higher week over week. One of the notable reversals down, though, is we saw a reversal down and have seen a pretty notable move lower out of that building sector. Again, week over week, slight increase there. So we're seeing at least a slight increase in participation within those 40 industry or sector groups. Looking on to today's action, we do see Boeing up this morning about a little over 2%. This comes after it violated some of that near-term support there at 216, trading back above that this morning. But at the moment, it takes a move above 224 in order to reverse back into a column of X's. It takes a move above 240 in order to currently return it to a buy signal. Then, last but not least, as far as looking at stocks this morning, we have AutoZone, AZO, down this morning after missing expectations on earnings for a fifth quarter in a row. Currently trading at around that $4,000 mark, really bringing it back to the middle of the trading band. Would look at prior resistance there at 3,900 as the level of support there. Additionally, we have the bullish support line there at 3,456 also. But later today, we have Powell speaking as well as Micron reporting after the close. But that'll wrap us up for today. As always, if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.